Christian, how does it make you guys feel as players when the athletic director comes out in the summer and says Coach Sumlin needs to win?
Yeah, you know, as players, it's, you know, we have to focus on what we can control. Coach Sumlin doesn't go out there and play on Saturdays. That's us going out there and suiting up. You know, that's you know, what we have to handle. We all love playing for Coach Sumlin. We believe, you know, every Saturday he's going to put us in the best position to go out there and win, and that's our job, to go out there and win.
Left side here, front row in the middle.
Christian, Ben Baby from the Dallas Morning News. I mean, is it weird to think that you're now a junior and this is your third year at A&M?
Yeah, it's flown by, and it's honestly an honor to be able to come here during SEC Media Days and, you know, represent Texas A&M University, you know, just doing it to the best of my ability and, you know, getting ready for, you know, a big year. You know, I want to accomplish a lot this year and, you know, really excited about what we have coming back during, you know, with this team.
Also in the front row, left side here on the end.
Hey, Christian Barrett, Salih, CBS. I saw a quote from you, I think it was after the first spring practice, and praising Kellen Mond and his ability to come in and be a leader. What have you seen from him during spring and working with him in 7-on-7 and Skelly work this summer? What have you seen from him from a maturity standpoint and from a physical standpoint?
Yeah, he's a grinder. He works really, really, really hard, you know, always at the top of the list, you know, when it comes for top performers during our workouts. And, you know, during Skelly, he takes it seriously. You know, sometimes it's, you know, a little hard for guys to focus, especially when, you know, you don't have coaches out there, you know, but he's a leader out there, make sure every guy is in the right, you know, place, make sure guys are learning the plays. And, you know, he's just progressing on his reads and, you know, make sure we're getting the timing down with him amongst the receivers. So he's doing a great job, really excited about him, and just, you know, excited to see, you know, what steps he takes during fall camp.
Left side here, front row.
Take it again. You know, how have you prepared? It looks like you're the face, you know, being on the cover of the media guy, being here, you know, you're now a face of the team. You know, how have you prepared for that, and how do you step into that role?
Yeah, it's just, you know, developing every day as a leader. You know, I've wanted, you know, for a while now, and, you know, just to be able to step into that main leadership role. Last year was Trevor, you know, being our main vocal leader and captain of our team, you know, and I'm looking, you know, to step into that role. And then along with the help of, you know, guys like Coda, guys like Armani, guys like Donovan Wilson, you know, to step up and be vocal leaders and, you know, as a group, be able to lead this team. You know, it's just, you know, a thing that we work out every day and, you know, making sure we're making our guys better. You know, just staying on them, because, you know, if we're not on them and not pushing them, then we're not making them better. So I'm really excited with, you know, where we're at, you know, leadership wise, and ready to lead this team.
Let's go left side in the back corner.
Bruce Feldman, Fox Sports. Christian, I remember when you got there, you were like a mid-year, right?
Yes, sir.
And one of your coaches had said you carried yourself like a professional, and it was almost like you were way older than a high school kid.
Yes, sir.
Where did that approach come from? Who kind of put that in your mind?
My parents, 100%. You know, just instilling, you know, in me at a young age, that, you know, if I want something, you know, I have to work hard for it, be disciplined and be humble. You know, and hard work has been a testament to, you know, all of my success that I've been able to have, and it's paid off. You know, I've been able to see it firsthand. It's just, you know, I have goals and I have dreams that, you know, I want to accomplish. And, you know, anything outside of that that's going to pull me off of that path is, it's not for me. So I do everything right now, every day, that puts me in the right place, you know, to be able to accomplish those dreams and accomplish those goals.
Front row here on the left side.
Christian, who's filled that much-needed void of leadership that was talked about a lot last year that Trevor had brought you guys?
Yeah, it's been, you know, it's been multiple guys. It's been, you know, me, Armani, Donovan, you know, Coda, plenty of other guys, Jake Hubenak, Nick Starkle, Kellen Mond. It's been a group effort to be able to step up and develop as vocal leaders. We have a leadership meeting every Thursday where we get together as a team and develop all as leaders. You know, we've put in guys that, you know, usually aren't vocal leaders in leadership spots, because we can't just rely on one guy to do it all. It's got to be a group effort, and it makes, you know, our team unity, our team bond, even that much stronger.
Left side here in the front row. Oh, I'm sorry. Sorry about that. Second row.
Matt Stevens, Montgomery Advertiser. Christian, last year, what did Trevor do to kind of get guys to buy in? Because as a transfer, I'm sure there were guys, maybe even you included, that were like, dude, you haven't done anything on this team mm-hmm. yet. How are you going to tell us what to do? You know, yeah. How did that work?
Well, we all knew he had experience. He had played 4 years of college football, had been on very successful football teams, and just the way he carried himself, he didn't step in day one and be like, all right, you know, look, this is how we do it. It was a transition. He got to know all the guys on our team and just, you know, just transitioned into that role. You know, he wanted that starting position bad, and he did everything in his power, you know, to put himself in that starting position. And, you know, he did it, you know, with high character and did it in the best interest of everybody else on the team. So, you know, he was one of the, you know, most fun guys I've ever had, you know, playing with. And, you know, he's going to have a lot of success in his future, and he did a lot for, you know, our team and our university.
Left side, front row.
You know, do you have any personal goals or any milestones or landmarks you want to hit before you leave or before you finish out this year?
I definitely, number one, is just I want to win a championship. You know, I want to bring a championship to Texas A&M. That's, you know, a goal and something that, you know, our university has wanted for a while. And, you know, I believe that we have the talent to do it. It's just putting it together, you know, the whole season. And I believe that, you know, if we just, you know, finish and, you know, we keep working hard and, you know, we go out there every Saturday. And you know, just do what we're supposed to do. I believe we can do that. But I think, you know, winning a championship is number one for me, without a doubt.
Let's go here to the right side, third row on the aisle.
Hey, Christian. Matt Smith, Southern Pigskin. As a West, not a West Coast, but a Pac-12 area guy, mm-hmm. getting the opportunity to open the season in the Rose Bowl this year, is that something you would looking forward to more, just being from that area, or does playing, you know, 3-4 year games in 100,000 seat stadiums kind of take some of the luster off getting to play in the Rose Bowl this year?
Oh, no. No, I'm so excited for it, and I know as a team we're excited for it. Being able to play in the Rose Bowl, you know, a place with so much tradition and history and a big-time platform like that is going to be awesome. You know, for me, it'll be, you know, fun to come back, you know, to, you know, the part of the United States from where I'm from and, you know, getting that weather. There's nothing, you know, better than that, you know, California weather. But we're excited for the opportunity. It's going to be a big-time game on a Sunday on a big-time platform, so we're ready to go out there and compete.
And then front row here, right on the corner.
Michael Braddon from Center Down South. If Kellen Mond does end up playing significant minutes, like what does he bring to the offense?
You know, I think with Kellen, you know, he's really smart. That's one thing that it stands out. He's smart. He's able to dissect the defense. He makes the right reads. He gives what the defense takes him. Doesn't always just try to throw the deep ball or make the big time play. You know, he'll check it down to the running back or, you know, throw a hitch. He's decisive on his reads, but he also brings that athletic side to it. He's a lot faster than what people, you know, think he is. He's smooth, you know. So, like I said earlier, I'm, you know, just really excited to see how he develops in fall camp and see him grow.